Jacob Nielsen, one of the foremost experts on usability, asserts that usability is a quality attribute that assesses how easy a user interface is to use. As noted earlier, an interface can be anything from the dashboard of a car to the handles on a door or the layout of a computer screen. And I think that we can all pull to mind rather easily examples of poor usability. I mean, just take a look at the images on the screen. According to the U.S. government website at the bottom of this slide, usability is defined by 5 quality components. But Jacob Nielsen adds a 6th. So the 5 start with learnability. So learnability is just how easy is it for users to accomplish basic tasks the first time they encounter the design. So, in short, how easy is it to learn? How easy is it for a user to accomplish a basic task the first time they touch it? Efficiency is defined as, once users have learned the design, how quickly can they perform the tasks? Does ordering a medication take 6, 8, 10 clicks? That's not efficient. Memorability. So this is speaking about when users return to the design after a period of not using it, how easily can they reestablish proficiency? So you've often heard, once you learn to ride a bike, you've learned to ride a bike. Memorability is very, very similar. If you've been away from the device for a while and you come back, how quickly can you pick back up your skills? Errors. Errors are talking about how many errors do the users make? How severe are those errors? I mean, are they life-threatening or are they just sort of a slip or maybe a mistake, which are 2 different things we'll talk about in Unit 6. And then the third part of this is how easily can a user recover from the error, okay? Now, satisfaction is really just a measure of how pleasant is it to use the design. The 6th piece, which is added by Dr. Nielsen, is utility, and that refers to the design's functionality. Does it do what the users need it to do? So usability and utility are equally important. It matters little that something is easy to do if it's not what you want. It is also no good if the system can hypothetically do what you want, but you can't make it happen because the user interface is too difficult.